We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Newton in the gun again. Poole fires through, takes him down. Brian Poole, I don't think, was touched and drops Cam Newton at the 14. Newton goes to the gun with McCaffrey on his left hip. Snap to Newton. Wants to throw from the pocket, caught. Touchdown right at the goal line to Jarius Wright. Snap to Ryan, Matt looks, got to cut it loose. Ridley, touchdown, Calvin Ridley. He beat Dante Jackson to the inside and it was over. Newton from the RPO look. Oh, Tack got him. McKinley hammered him back at the 30. Snapping to Ryan, Matt looks right, throws. Hooper, touchdown Atlanta. Shaq Thompson tried to get there and couldn't. Here's Ryan again against some pressure, going to throw the looping ball. It'll be picked, and that's Dante Jackson inside the five at the two. Ryan had to get rid of it because Wes Horton was barreling down again off the defensive end. Ryan trying to sneak it home. Is he in? Let me know, fellas. And Bill Vinovich and his crew are talking. Now a touchdown for Ryan. In the gun, first and goal at the three. He'll take it, shoot it in zone. What a catch. Torrey Smith for another touchdown. Here's Ryan, looks left. Matt now dances out of the pocket to his left. Got Hooper. Now he's going to tuck and run, and Matt Ryan scores. It's an Atlanta touchdown for number two. Newton from the pocket, off the hands, intercepted. Ricardo Allen sprinting to the near side, 35. Allen cut back, 40, 45, 46-yard line. There's what you needed if you were Atlanta defensively. Four-man rush for Atlanta. Here's Newton on a straight drop again. Wants to gun it, wide open. This is DJ Moore at the 30. Breaks free, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Carolina. Duke Riley couldn't hang on, and Moore slipped out and scored.
Thought today was a team win. A number of different guys got involved, both offensively, defensively. Had to respond to some injuries. Had to respond to Kays getting ejected from the game or disqualified. And then special teams at the end, just some punts inside. Ridley had a good return, and Matt getting in. So I was encouraged by what we saw tonight. We got plenty of work to do, but expected a tough division game, exactly what we got.
Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers. Welcome back to a Falcons Monday from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh. We're asking you this morning to be part of the program and to weigh in, and there are a couple of ways you could do it. One, you can give us a ring at 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929, and we'd love to talk to you. If you can't get in on the phones, though, are we back on track? We're going to ask you the same question on the phones that we're asking on our Twitter today. Back on track, the Falcons beat Carolina. Got to ask, how do you feel about the start to this season? You can say, good, we're fine. Okay, a little worried. Ugh, got a lot of concerns. Or go Braves, go Five Stripes. And we're going to want you to vote on our Twitter poll at 929. Also weigh into the conversation on our Twitter. Or you can vote by calling us up, 404-741-0929, and telling us how you feel about the start to this season. We'll do that in a moment. Let's go straight to the locker room, though. Right after the game, Dave Archer spoke to Matt Ryan about his big performance and this win as they went 1st and 10.
It's about our brotherhood, man, how tight we can get.
This is the 1st and 10 with Dave Archer and Matt Ryan on the home for our Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Matt, congratulations on the win. Kind of got back to looking offensively like I know you want to look.
Yeah, for sure. You know, much better execution offensively today than week one, but you know, we had the belief that we were going to do it, and, you know, I'm proud of the way the guys prepared all week, and when, you know, different guys got their opportunity today, they stepped up and made plays.
Yeah, you said it all week long. You talked about how you believed in what you guys were doing. You were going to get it done. Offensive line play. This was a defensive front I know you had a ton of respect for, and your offensive line played really well.
It starts, you know, up front. We don't have an opportunity to do any of the things we want to do in the run game or the pass game unless those guys up front play really well. And they did. I mean, they kept pocket clean all day. The only time I got hit was when I decided to run. So, you know, certainly happy those guys played that way, and I'll take care of them this week. But they did a nice job.
Well, I'm going to ask you about your impersonation of the Express in a second. But what I want to ask you about is your ability to spread the ball. You and I talked last week. I know you love to get a lot of guys involved, and you did.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you and I talked about it, that, you know, the coverage kind of dictates where the ball goes. And we saw a lot of zone coverage today. And when you get that, it's about finding the spots and the pockets in the defense to go attack. And I thought our guys did a great job. You know, when their number was called, it was their time to go. They stepped up, made plays. It was cool to see Calvin get his first touchdown today. And hopefully we've got a lot more of that coming.
All right. Your use of the tempo really helped you guys. I thought that was a pretty cool wrinkle.
Absolutely. You know, that's something that was effective for us. One, keeping their guys on the field, and two, just keeping them off balance. You know, I thought Sark did a really nice job today pushing the tempo and did a great job calling plays.
Okay, it's one thing to fall forward and push for a touchdown on 1 yard, 1 yard run for a first down, but the run for the touchdown was incredible. It juiced the crowd. Tell me about your decision to pull it down and take it in.
Well, yeah, I felt like I was getting close to the first down where like the space or whatever that I needed to get, I think was – what was the down and distance? I can't even remember what the down and distance was.
You're about the 7 yard line.
But it was, you know, it was trying to get in, and I haven't seen the clip of it, but it felt like something was below my feet, and so I kind of jumped and leaned forward, thinking I could get in, and just wanted to make sure I protected the ball in that situation.
Well, it's a wall called Don Terry Poole and two other players as you went through him. A hell of a play. Yeah. Congratulations on the win, man.
All right, thanks, Arch.
That was Dave with Matt after the game, 1st and 10, back at the Kia Studios with John and Hugh. John and Hugh asking you the question on our Twitter at 929TheGame. Your calls in a moment. You know, how do you feel about the start of the season, Hugh? Are you saying good, we're fine, okay, a little worried, a lot of concerns, or go Braves, go Five Stripes? What are you saying, Hugh? Okay, a little worried, right?
Yeah, a little worried. A little worried because Drew Brees is a good quarterback, man. And you heard Dave allude to the fact that sometimes Duke Riley was out there looking lost in coverage. Like, I'm a firm believer, just watching Luke Kuechly play last night, he was born a middle linebacker. It's certain guys that when they play that position, they're special because it's instincts. It's instincts more than anything. Coaches go out there and he can tell you, hey, man, in this situation, yada, yada, yada. But you got to have really good instincts. And not saying that Duke Riley can't develop those instincts, because like Art said, he was hot or cold. But it's going to be tough against a quarterback like that who's seen every different scenario that you could possibly be in. And to have him out there and to have him playing middle linebacker, he's going to be under a lot of pressure to grow exponentially in a short period of time.
404-741-0929. It's a Falcons Monday. Hey, Deborah's in Suwanee, old home of the preseason training camp. Hey, Deborah, how you doing? And what are you voting here? Good, okay, ugh, or go Braves, go Five Stripes?
Well, love United, so that's great. But I think we need a little work, though. I was super, super excited about the win yesterday. It was absolutely great. I was really, I mean, Matt Ryan went up on my chart after that second touchdown. To me, he really showed that he's willing to do what it takes. You know, I thought we did really, really well.
Yeah, we did well.
But I
mean, I
do believe we need some work.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a consensus. I appreciate that, Deborah. I mean, so hey, I'm going to go with her. Is okay, a little worried.
Yeah, a little worried. I don't understand why I didn't get a big word for exponentially, though. That I'm kind of stuck
because
on that.
You used it.
Because, I mean,
he didn't even say the word right.
Yeah,
right.
It is exponentially.
That's not the word.
What's the word?
Exponentially.
That's what I said, but you knew what I meant.
You said exponentially.
Why? That's exactly what he said.
Well, hold on, but you knew what I meant.
We didn't know, Hugh.
Y'all see, tough crowd.
You know, it's like your picks.
Big word.
Wow. You're so
exponentially
close
to Daryl.
Wow.
It's 404-741-0929.
Y'all ain't right.
Let's go to William at Peachtree City. Hey, William, welcome to the show. How are you voting on this, William? Are we fine? Are you a little worried? We got a lot of concerns. Where are you voting here?
I'm voting. I like what I see. I'm concerned about Julio turning into a defensive player once the ball ain't in his hands. You know, if it ain't anywhere close to him, he don't want to go knock it down. We're lucky we didn't have another interception due to his lack of knowing where the ball is at.
Yeah, he maybe so, just did. You know, now, William, I've heard this from a couple of people on Twitter, too. Is it not possible, considering the fact that Matt Ryan got hit on that play, you're talking about the play that ended in the interception here, that Julio just didn't see the ball? I mean, maybe he just, you know, who knows? I mean, I got to give Julio –
God to see the ball.
I didn't hear what he said. Excuse me, sir.
I think he maybe said you got to see the ball. I don't know. I don't know what happened on that play.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where you never see Julio too many times lose the ball right in the lights or whatever. But I think, you know, you give him a mulligan for that one.
Let's go to Jonathan and Marietta. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you voting here? Are we fine? You a little worried? You got a lot of concerns. Hello, Jonathan. Yo, Jonathan, 404-741-0929. We lost Jonathan. We'll go to Dexter to ask him the same question here, Dexter in Covington. Dexter, you're on with John and Hugh. Are you fine? We're a little worried, or you got a lot of concerns?
I'm fine with it. From what I seen yesterday, man, when Matt Ryan did what he did yesterday, that boy won me back. It was kind of frustrating, but
yeah.
Matt Ryan did what he had to do to win the game. So I don't want to overdo it, get hurt, but I think he's going to be the boy for us for now.
Well, he was the MVP 2 years ago. I mean, he can't play. Yeah, but I understand how people are.
But he did what he had to
right.
do. He did what he had to do.
After last season in the first game, people were saying, are you going to be able to do this? And he came out. And I agree with what Dexter just said. I mean, it was great to see Matt Ryan do that touchdown run. But if we have Matt Ryan running around, spinning in the air, doing touchdowns, and getting hit like that, that's not going to be a good thing.
I don't have a problem with Matt Ryan running because he's doing a great job of getting down. He gets what the defense gives him, and he gets out the way. He had a couple of runs like that yesterday, John, right, where he got down quickly.
Yeah, first down. You know, run, he did that one.
The one run he had where he broke his knee brace. That's what he did.
You got to
get
down. Run,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get down, man. And he does a great job of that. So I don't have a problem with it, long as he can see the whole field and know who's trying to take his head off and get down before that happens.
Right.
You got to be able to run it sometime.
But it was just kind of the fire from Matt Ryan. I mean, he was going to will this team, you know, especially in the red zone. This was going to – it was like, this stops today. Now, having said that, the one negative and the one caller, William, brought it up, the deep balls, I mean, he overthrew Julio really badly.
Like he was kind of chucking.
Right. Then he underthrew him really badly. The deep ball thing is not – I mean, you want to be able to hit teams over the top, but right now those two are not in sync.
And
I wondered a little bit about, you know, is that
– preseason.
Yeah.
Preseason. That's why preseason is important. I know people like to downplay it, but, you know, you want to get that timing a little bit. I'd have rather them have those overthrown or underthrown deep balls happen in the preseason as opposed to the regular season. But they're going to get their timing down. You see from week to week that they have gotten better, even from half to half. The first half – kind of looked like last week, to be totally honest. A few miscues, offense sputtering a little bit, but in the second half they got it going. So as we progress through this season, this offense will get better exponentially.
We are asking you on our Twitter at 929 the game. Are we fine? Are you a little worried? A lot of concerns. That's DJ and Austell. He's on with John and Hugh. DJ, you fine? You a little worried? You got a lot of concerns. Where do you go?
You know what? I got to fall in the middle. Hugh plays middle linebacker. Well, first of all, I want to give my players of the game, Matt Ryan and obviously Tevin Coleman. We controlled the ball like a good offense. And then Steve Sarkisian stepped up like he was supposed to. And Matt Ryan did as well because the critics let him have it. They stepped up. But I want to ask Hugh this question. Duke Riley in the middle of that defense playing middle linebacker, he looked like he was running, he just looked really out of place to me. What happened to Ishmael? I thought that guy was doing an awesome job. He didn't see the field. I want to know Hugh's opinion about Duke Riley playing middle linebacker because we have to do something about that because we really missed Deion on yesterday. But overall, the team gets an A, but I'm concerned about the middle of the field with missing Deion.
You know what? You bring it up, and Dave Archer mentioned that earlier. He said even Deion Jones looked a little bit like a fish out of water the first few times that he played the position. It's something that it has to come to him. It looked like a few times when he's out there that he didn't trust his instincts. He got fooled on a few plays. Dave pointed out that he missed a few tackles.
Well, he whiffed on that one TD.
Yeah, he did. But you have to learn how to play that position. I think Coach Quinn still believes in him, especially you get a win. You get a win against a team like that, it helps – with the coaching. You know, if it would have been the other way, it probably would have been tough for him to be out there and start again. But this week, he's going to have to believe in his reads. Drew Brees is a very, very good quarterback at looking guys off. And they're going to try to exploit that middle as much as they can because they're looking at that film and they say, hey, man, we have an opportunity – to make some plays in the middle of that defense for the of the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
So Duke has to step it up.
Because if the Falcons go zone again, which they did this week a lot, that's why McCaffrey caught so many balls. You go, why is Christian McCaffrey open? Because the Falcons are going zone, and, you know,
man, listen, let me tell
those dump offs were happening.
Let me tell you the whole, I remember when I played, when Jim Johnson would call the defense and it would be a zone, and he would say, well, Hugh, you got to go. If the tight end crosses the face, you got to go with the tight end. But if somebody else comes in your zone, you got to drop that. You got to carry that tight end to a certain spot, and then you got to drop off and get back to your area coverage. Dude, to have all that going on in your mind when you're just used to pass rushing, I used to hate that about playing defense, but you got to do it. Because if you don't, you're going to break down the integrity of the defense. And I think he had a little bit of that going on.
Yeah, I know. Some people were mad at Vic for the game he played yesterday. And I said, look, Vic was having a drop. There were times we had defensive linemen downfield trying to cover tight ends because of the zone.
Yeah, you had to be creative, man. Right. You had to be creative in that zone block, zone blitzing scheme.
If you didn't get in right now, of course, we're going to be taking your calls all day, Rick and John, Dukes and Bell and whatnot. And we have our Twitter poll. You can also vote in. Weigh in as well. You can comment at 929 The Game about whether you think the Falcons are back on track or not. When we get back, Mike Conney, I don't know if Mike's caught his breath yet from Mile High in Denver to the pregame show yesterday with the Bud Light countdown to kickoff, but he's going to be here, going to talk some five stripes and that big win with Mike Conney and get his thoughts a little bit on the Falcons, too. It's a man of many hats.
It's Monday.
And time to take a look back.
This is Falcons Monday.
Everybody got to lock in right now.
Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcons Monday. A lot of NFL news to chop up too. Falcons win, go to 1-1. They are a game behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in first place in the NFC South.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it, John?
Fitz magic.
Yeah, he's looking like Conor McGregor out there with somebody else's clothes on.
Really?
That's what they've been calling him, John.
Oh, it's Fitzmagic?
It's all over the social media.
You got him on your fantasy football team, don't you?
No, I have Matt Ryan.
Okay, I'll just check.
31 points yesterday.
Yeah, well, Pat Mahomes had about 6,000. Just saying.
Or he winning right now. 10 touchdowns in two games.
And no interceptions in two games?
Yeah, he's probably – I know it's hella early, but he's probably going to the Pro Bowl.
Man.
He's probably going to the Pro Bowl.
Well, I mean,
first year.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
No, he's probably he was playing a week.
I just love Hugh's bold predictions.
No, he was playing a week last week. Probably going to be playing a week this week.
Nah, Fitz has got to be beat the Eagles. Come on, right?
The way Hugh goes, he's the MVP right now.
MVP of the league.
Okay, lost the expectations.
He's already in the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Do you see who I work with on a day-to-day basis?
He's been rubbing off on you.
He's rubbing off on me big time. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Louisville, now Kentucky, the Browns.
Why y'all got to bring that? Why y'all always got to bring up that Louisville? Why y'all got to bring the Louisville stuff back up?
I'm so excited about it.
Okay, I got a little bit ahead of myself. But John Friggy does it every day. Y'all don't say that to him. That's what you call passing.
Excuse me. You do every single darn time. By the way, how about the Bucs beating the Saints and the Eagles in the first 2 weeks? Yeah. I mean, nobody off to a better start than Tampa Bay. I know. I would have had them 0-2. Everybody in the planet had them. Heck, they probably had themselves 0-2 before. What?
Fitz magic?
No. No,
he's been around a long time, though, and he has had moments, even when he was with the Jets, where he's played well. When he held the Jets hostage and made them pay him all that a gripper ton of money, I mean, he's had his moments where he's played well.
Hey, a couple of things before we get into some of the highs, some of the stars and interesting things from yesterday. Just talking a little bit of the NFL here on a Falcons Monday. The Browns, as you know, gagged a game. Their kicker has got to be cut, Zane Gonzalez.
Wow.
Man, you got to go.
Now, that's a bold prediction. I mean, but
– you got to go.
That's warranted.
I mean, and then Josh situation. Gordon today is trade bait because, you know, they're going to –
I didn't understand that. When I first read the story, they said that –
he had to have had a relapse, right?
That's initially what I was thinking, but that wasn't the case. They said that what happened was he did a photo shoot or something that was not team sanctioned. And he came back and he had a hamstring issue. He came in the next day, I guess, and they said he had hamstring troubles
from the photo shoot.
They were very vague in what it was, but it was something that the team did not sanction, and it was a trust issue or something like that. And they said, you know, we got to move on. When you think about, listen, I know he's had a lot of trouble in his life, and you know. When you give your word to somebody, like you say, hey, I'm going to give my word, I'm going to do the right thing, it's kind of unfortunate for him that trying to do something off the field is what eventually got him did him in with the Cleveland Browns. I'm pretty sure if it's nothing else, if it's nothing besides that, that he'll probably be picked up by somebody because teams need a good receiver. But it's just unfortunate that with so many obstacles that he's had in his life, that was the one thing that kind of did him in Cleveland.
A couple of injuries of note yesterday, and, of course, we are waiting around here to make sure that Tax Groin is not going to be a problem or Derek Shelby's okay and whatnot. The Jags have lost star offensive tackle Cam Robinson for the year. He's out, gone with a torn ACL. That's a big blow to them after that big win over the Patriots.
Shout out to Duval, because everybody from Duval wanted to text me and say shout out. Yeah, shout out to Duval. No disrespect. They balled out. They balled out yesterday. Yes. Jalen Ramsey did his thing.
State of Florida is struggling in college football, but all the NFL teams are off to quick
starts. Doing
pretty
good. Yeah. What, Miami won yesterday,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, shout they're out all 2-0, right? Eagles lose wide receiver Mike Wallace, maybe for a long time. They're hoping not for the year, but maybe for a long time. So just a couple. So we'll bring you up to speed on all of those. Of course, over the weekend, the Atlanta United struck first in the first 15, 16 minutes. Then Miggy had a brace by 19 minutes. Then it was Tito, and it was on. It should have been 4-0. LGP scored two, but that's another point. They rout the Rapids and reclaim first place in the Supporters' Shield race. And joining us this morning on the WaveForward.com hotline, of course, the voice of Atlanta United, Mike Conney. Mike, that was a blowout at Colorado. That could have been 7-0 if they wanted it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry for my late appearance this morning, guys. I've had a tough morning. But, Atlanta United basically only had to do 40 minutes of work. And then they could put it on cruise control, which was probably the best possible outcome in this match because you're playing in some really, really stifling hot conditions, and you've got three matches in 8 days. So, if you have to really expend yourself 100% in hot weather like that, now you have to play two more times in a week, it's not good. So the match played out almost exactly the way that Atlanta United hoped it would play out. They get 3 points, and as you said, back in first place, only club now that controls their destiny for the Shield, and things are lining up where you get a couple more wins, you might actually be able to clinch the Shield at Mercedes-Benz Stadium first week of October.
Yeah, it looked like they didn't have too much work to do. But one guy that has been off for almost 3 months, Mike Conte, Darlington Nagby, how did he look out there on the pitch to you?
Played literally a perfect game, Hugh. 33 passes, completed all 33 of them, including 3 long passes. So he can't do much better than that. I think we were wondering, how is Conte going to get Nagby back out there? Because Remedia has played so well, and his answer was to play them both. And it worked out really well. Good connection up the center of the park again. Nagby looked really comfortable and responsible defensively, too. Even snuffed out a Colorado scoring chance late in the first half. So good sign. Gives Tata some flexibility here with two more matches coming up Wednesday and Saturday where maybe now you can give Lorenowitz a day off. You can give Remedy a day off if you want. You can even give Nagby a day off if you want, if you're worried about him getting back to full match fitness. But, he looked fully fit to me, played a solid 70 minutes, and that's going to be a big, big plus for Atlanta United.
So the high altitude and the weather was not really an issue for Atlanta United yesterday in your eyes?
Well, it didn't hurt them. They won 3-0, but that make no mistake, that's a really, really tough place to play because you're in the thin air, but really more so it's the heat. 95 degrees at kickoff, which is the hottest weather match Atlanta United has ever played in their 2-year history. Now, Colorado obviously is playing in it too, but, there wasn't really any shade over the pitch. It was not easy. And I think you saw that in the second half. It was kind of a grinding, choppy second half. Very slow for both teams because they were kind of wilting out there. But you got the 3 points, and that was what was most important.
Mike Conney on the WaveForward.com hotline. Again, Wednesday night, very late night for us in San Jose against the team that's been so far the worst team in MLS so far this season. Only 4 wins in 28 games, the San Jose Earthquakes really struggled. That's a 10:30 start on the sheet here for our coverage against San Jose. The next Saturday, Mike will go to his apartment inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the United and Falcons games next weekend. Because you probably should have one there, Mike.
That was a joke.
Yeah, sort of.
I've been talking to you about it. They say there's a cot back there somewhere for me, but I think I'll pass on that.
It's trying to just have some fun with
him. I applaud you, Johnny. Just kind of went over everybody's head. It's fine, though. It's fine.
Let's just try to make Mike's. Are you tired, Mike? You should be worn out. That must have been a hell of a trip back.
Yeah, everyone okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine.
Dad joke. John was trying to tell the dad joke that went over everybody's head.
Hey, real quick on the Falcons, Mike. What did you think yesterday?
Final score misleading. I thought that was a pretty dominant effort, especially from the second quarter on. Really, really encouraged to see the running game clicking as much as it did. I thought Sark called a really, really good game. Very nervous about having to face the Saints without Keanu Neal and Deion Jones and now possibly DeMonte KZ as well. But that they had to win that game yesterday. Otherwise, they would have been 0-2 with two other teams 2-0 in the division, and they would really be going uphill. So that was a very big win.
Yeah, it was a very big win. Mike, we appreciate all the work that you do, and I was just kidding about the apartment. You know, you're the man. He lives there.
You're the man, Mike.
I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, you will.
He's going to look at us sideways, isn't he?
No, he's going to look at like, wow, really? It's okay. You try. I mean, hey, man, you know, you got to have fun.
I was just saying, hardest working man in radio.
No, he is. He is.
His closet has more hats between the Hawks, the United, the Falcons, what he does for news.
No, and he does it, and he does not complain.
High schools, yeah, and he doesn't complain.
Because I'm way too childish to handle it the way that he's handling it, because he's a good dude that way. So, yeah. Shout out to my man, Mike Conti, for doing all he does.
Dukes of Bell Friday, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, 2-7. They're going to have their beer on draft, Hey Man Ale, which is now in stores. You can go to 929thegame.com for a full list of stores where you can find it. And in high demand is right. When we get back in a moment, some of the stories we may have missed today on a very busy Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
The Game.
Well, I hate to start the segment off on a bad note, but we were all abysmal in our picks over the weekend, our pick six segment that
well,
we do every single weekend.
The fight
weekend.
Killed us. All of us, because we all took Triple G.
Mm. A lot of teams killed us over the weekend, and we're adding another one to the tie category, and let me explain. So let me just tell you who at least had the most correct this week.
That would
week.
Be me.
No, Hugh, it would not be you.
In
it
my
would be
mind.
Louisville.
Never let me
Never forget.
That. Never forget Louisville.
It was actually AT who went 3-3-1 over the weekend. The rest of us, we finished 2-4-1.
Yeah.
Wow, so, and that's with me picking against my LSU Tigers.
It was, yes.
2-4-1.
No, oh, he was 3-3-1. Everyone
who
else
me?
Was that's 2-4. No, you were 2-4-1.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Oh, man, I feel embarrassed.
So, but Hugh, you were the only person to pick LSU.
All right.
I picked LSU, didn't I?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Ah! I feel good about that one.
I thought you did, John.
I thought I did, too.
Well, y'all thought wrong.
Well, then I have it down here wrong. But if you did, John, I'll give you an extra.
No, we don't do that, Wendy. We don't do that.
I'll go listen to the
no,
tape.
No,
it could
no,
have been
no.
an error.
No, no, no. We don't do no reviews. We don't do no reviews.
No, because Arthur picked the Tigers.
I own this. Let me have it.
We all picked the Tigers.
I'll just take the L. It's fine.
Well, no, I will go back.
No.
Go back and listen.
I will
John,
go back and listen.
John's
to the
over there pouting.
No, know, I'll take the L. I may have picked Auburn. I thought I picked LSU. I may be wrong.
It could have just been my error. But, John, you were the only person to pick TCU. In the TCU.
Oh,
Ohio
I did take
State
TCU.
Game.
That's right. And that was me being stupid. That's just me, you know, because I know the Liar's back this week, and I'm just in my favorite.
Boy,
favorite.
So you got to let that you got to let that hate go, John.
That ain't going
you got to let
nowhere.
That hate go.
It's not going anywhere. We have to give Daryl credit because he was the only one who picked the Jaguars to beat the Patriots, which they did.
Which I didn't expect. But, hey, Jags had a nice win.
And cheers to another tie because no one got it correctly because the Packers and the Vikings tied
two
over
weeks,
the weekend.
Two ties.
No, it's amazing.
So next week's bonus question is, pick which game will be a tie.
You know
what? You know what?
That actually
that might work.
That wouldn't be such a terrible one to do. The Saints versus the Browns. Myself, Hugh, and Daryl all picked the Browns. Congratulations, John and AT for hanging on to survive
No congratulations
the
at 2-4-1.
Y'all can't be happy. You cannot be happy about that. Y'all have to be sweating bullets. Because if that kicker makes that, we're having a different conversation today.
Well, the way you jump around for your victories, you leave us alone.
Hugh,
I can't jump around for nothing this week.
Hugh, you and Daryl picked the Panthers. Want, want. They did not win yesterday.
Hey, y'all keep that up.
Wah, wah. Yeah, right. The Falcon red on. I see.
I'm going to support it as long as it, I mean, as long as I'm.
As long as they're winning, right? Say what you were getting ready to say.
I'm glad they win. I'm glad they won.
Did I not wear this last week?
Say what you were getting ready to say.
No, did I not wear this last week? No one's going to call me out for not wearing Falcon stuff. Ooh.
Will
not happening.
I will say that I am happy that I was wrong about that pick. But I'm going to pick with my heart every time. I'm going to pick what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, let me
put
some bass in her voice. Who's leading this thing right now?
All right, so I have the new standings. I do have the new standings.
Must be AT.
So now we are very clear on who's number one, two, three. There is no ties anymore. AT is number one, 12, 5, and 2.
He knew that. But he knew that, though.
He was excited.
I did. He knew that.
He did early math.
John is in second place, 11, 6, and 2. Hugh, you are, no, hold on. Daryl is third.
Yeah.
10, 7, and 2. Hugh, you are fourth, 8, 9, and
long
two.
As I ain't at the bottom.
I'm bringing up the rear. 7, 10, and 2. Kind of like the Cleveland Browns right now.
I got time to get better though. I'm still in preseason mode as far as my picks are concerned.
You know what? I'm gonna enjoy this like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, because you never know when it's gonna end. Especially with Jameis Winston coming back.
You could probably throw the ties out of the standings. It's not hockey. They don't count. So
now you're dead. You go.
You know
there you
I
go trying to change the rules.
You know
John
what? No, because how the
always does that.
But how the NFL would do this. So if the Cleveland Browns happened to tie the New Orleans Saints yesterday and started 0-0-2, they would technically be 1-1 in the eyes of the NFL with one win, one loss, because they would just split.
Right.
So I can technically give everybody one win and one loss, and now we can get rid of the tie category, because that means everyone would have a win and a loss.
So does that move up in the standings?
No, it won't. No. Everyone gets an addition and subtraction.
Oh, now you like the idea.
No, I'm just saying.
I see. Hey. Oh, now you want to change the rules.
Like,
no,
are you grading on the curve?
No, but Hugh, if everybody gets an additional win and an additional loss,
no, I give you that, which I find
still behind me, Hugh.
Yeah.
So what, Daryl? You ain't got to point that out. I heard her.
No, I don't put thought into these picks. I just pick.
So what you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? Football player.
See, then you had to go there. I knew it was something. It's fine.
I want all smoke today. Let's go.
I don't care. I don't live or die with these picks. Except for that Cleveland Brown window.
Yeah, you do.
That Cleveland Brown window. Yeah, I did. I wanted that
you're
one.
You're going to pick them every single week until they win. And then you're going to brag that you picked them.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that's how it works.
That's all I need is one.
What, 0-14 and 1 in the last game of the year, they'll win.
And I'm going to pick Cleveland every week.
Right.
And when I do, I'm going to get me a little tambourine, and I'm going to play my little tambourine, and I'm going to be like, yeah.
That's how tambourine sounds?
I don't know.
Like a golf club?
No.
You know what? Get ready for your Kentucky pick this week, because they've got Mississippi State. Both teams are undefeated.
Kentucky.
All right. Okay.
I'm rolling with Kentucky still.
Okay.
I am not afraid.
Come here in a Wildcat shirt on Friday.
I might. And see, I got ties. I have relatives that go to Kentucky, so I'm cool with that. I probably.
That's your rationale.
Yeah. That's how it works in my household. Mm. And plus, you know, last year they got off to a pretty good start. I really won't get excited till after they get past the 5-game mark. If they're still 5-0, if they go 6-0, then I'm gonna really start tooting at Kentucky corn.
Well, Hugh, if the Cleveland Browns are going to win a game, they're going to want to find another kicker in order to do so, because with the game tied 18-18 against the Saints on Sunday in the fourth quarter, the Browns kicker Zane Gonzalez missed an extra point, would have given Cleveland that one-point lead. Earlier in the game, he had missed another extra point and a field goal. He missed two field goals, two extra points total, leaving a potential 8 points on the field. Well, needless to say, Browns fans not happy, took to Twitter to find a man named Zane Gonzalez and started bombarding him with disparaging remarks, thinking it was the actual kicker. However, it was not the actual kicker. It was a college baseball coach for the Kalamazoo Growlers in Michigan who happens to have a name Zane.
That's hilarious.
Gonzalez.
We got a tie. My brother does PA for the Kalamazoo Growlers. He's the PA guy for Kalamazoo. I got a call about that today. That's hilarious.
Here's some of the tweets
that
he was. They
called him to find out his feelings is hurt for real.
I think a lot of the tweets have been deleted since, because Zane Gonzalez, the baseball coach, posted, "You have the wrong Zane Gonzalez," to Browns fans who were tweeting him. Some of the tweets this one was, "Bleep, bleep, bleep, kicker, leave Cleveland now." "Lightning strike on Zane Gonzo 36 right now would be appropriate. How does it feel to be the reason the Browns franchise is still winless? You gotta go. I hope you stub your toe every morning for the rest of your life. I hope you get stubbed. Wow.
That was funny. Now that was funny. That was creative. Not too mean.
I
hope you stub your toe.
That's the only reason you have a pinky toe, I swear, on your foot.
We had a kicker in town for the Falcons called Nick Missemile, and there were lots of stuff. Thank God Twitter did not exist then. That's all I can say.
People on Twitter can be mean and hurtful.
And dumb. You mean you would think you would realize that was not the Zane?
Well, especially if you looked at it a little bit. You just looked up a name and just started tweeting. Shout out to all the people that did that, too.
Oh, I wish I had time to get to the rest of the tweets. The real Zane ones were even better.
So. I can imagine. I can only imagine.
You're great.
I gotta call my brother. That's too hilarious. His Kalamazoo Growlers made the show. The small minor league team in Michigan.
Go Browns.
I'm still rolling with the Browns. This Thursday, too. How about that?
Hooray!
Rick and John, top of the hour on Sports Radio 99, The Game on a Falcons Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.